it feels like a Chili Pepper night. In my life is to get high on. And welcome to Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Hey, folks, how are we doing tonight on this beautiful Saturday night here in San Francisco, California? Happy birthday to Sam Porter Carrero. If you don't know who that is, that's my grandpa. What a weird, what a great day for U.S. hockey. Man, what a win. I mean, seriously, I got up at 7 o'clock to watch the game. I DVR'd it. We'll talk about that ad nauseum. I want to talk about the Olympic hockey because it's been great. Also, Team USA in general here on Sports Overnight America, Weekend Edition, 1-800-878-7529. That's phone number. We'll be talking all sorts of stuff here tonight. But I'm a big hockey fan, if you know from listening with me, with Jerry, or listening to this program. We love our hockey here on Sports Overnight America, and I want to give a lot of props to Team USA. Because they played one hell of a game today. Let me tell you, I know a lot of people aren't really hockey fans, but you look on ESPN, this was the third biggest story of the day, which should have been the first, because everyone counted this team out. We'll talk about the NBA at the break. We're not going to talk about the NBA All-Star game. Congratulations. Someone's going to score 180 points. The other team's going to score 176. You really going to watch that? Because I'm not. So we'll talk about the NBA at this point. I mean, it's going to be a very quiet trade deadline in a few days. It's coming up on Thursday. We'll get into that as well. Again, folks, this is Johnny Marino. What's going on? Broadcasting to you on Sports Byline Radio Network in beautiful San Francisco. And most importantly, on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone. We'll come back. We're talking USA Hockey, just like the rest of the country should be talking here on Sports Overnight America.
When to descend to a man for a friend, all the channels that have broken down. Now you bring it up, I'm gonna ring it up just to hear you sing it out. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe what we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on.
Attention, active duty National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
This is Chris Townsend, and are you having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Are you worried that mattresses cost too much and your old mattress, well, you're just sticking with it? Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Go to nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com, N-E-S-T bedding.com. And when you go there, you're going to see that huge markup on mattresses is absolutely gone. These are organic mattresses. These things are money in the bank. And when you go there, click on the Chris Townsend Show icon, and you're going to get 15% off when you use the coupon code TOWNY, T-O-W-N-Y. That's T-O-W-N-Y. And you're going to get 15% off and two free pillows. They can ship right to your door, right to your door. If you're having issues with your mattress, look no further. Go to nestbedding.com. That's N-E-S-T bedding.com. If you're going to get a good night's sleep, and you want a great deal, there's only one place to go. That's nestbedding.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This whole idea sounds pretty half-baked.
No, it's not. It's completely baked.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true.
I couldn't resist.
Wanted a woman, never bargained for you.
The half-baked classic line from The Graduate and Dazing and Confused.
Soul of a woman was created below.
That takes some talent to be able to put those back to back. But then again, all I'm doing is pressing a button. 1-800-878-7529. That is a phone number here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition with your host on Saturday nights, Johnny Marino. Hey, how you doing? Man, it's very sad Jimmy Page died. Because let's face it, Zeppelin's one of the. If you ever listen to Mothership, which is their 26 best hits, you'll become a fan instantly because they are unreal. And I think about it, I'm 21 years old. I'm a youngster. You know, and I'm a Zeppelin fan. And as their band's history, they were, I guess, a shorter band. But then again, so were the Beatles. And we'll talk about them at some point tonight because, as you all know, earlier this past week, 50 days on the dot was the anniversary of the Ed Sullivan Show, where the Beatles came to America and probably changed music forever. I mean, we all know that the Beatles changed the music industry forever. We'll talk about them a little bit later. But let's get into the sports, because, I want to talk about USA Hockey. Because no one else seems to. And it's a little upsetting for me. I've been a very huge advocate about Winter Olympic Hockey. Just because, go in depth before we even talk about the game. Now, in almost all professional sports now, the big four in the United States, the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, and the NHL. The National Football League has no Olympic chances. They got none. If you're in the NBA, if you're in the NFL, you're not going to the Olympics unless you're going for another sport. Like Vernon Davis did with curling, which was a waste of time. In Major League Baseball, they lost their chance to win medals because they didn't take it seriously. And they brought amateurs out there. When probably, if USA really put their best 25 men out there, they probably would win every year. They could. But in this age of mega hundreds of million dollar contracts, no one is going to throw any extra games than they have to play in some ridiculous tournament. I.e. the WBC, which is a gigantic waste of time. Not for the hitters. I think it helps some of the hitters. I think Adam Jones was a guy who really benefited from the WBC from the Baltimore Orioles this past year. Had a great year and got a lot of extra at-bats because of the WBC and in a more competitive format. So there's that. But now in Major League Baseball, you can't win a gold. They have a tournament that is not cared about at all in the national media. And in order, it shouldn't be. It really kind of shouldn't be. Because the best players from Team USA don't play. The only two big sports where you can win a medal is basketball and hockey. And in basketball, let's face it, there might be one team out there who can beat Team USA. Maybe one a year who has a chance. But that's it. They're gonna get a silver. Bronze would be a disaster. Silver would be a disaster. They should get the gold every year, bar none. That's it. End of story. And then there's hockey. For years, Team USA has not had the best team. They have not had the best talent. Now it's starting to come this way. So they're always underdogs in this tournament, which is weird for the United States, I'd say, in the Olympics. As right now, they're tied for second in the medal count at 14, which is, I think, very impressive. And the funny thing is, most of the golds have come from the state of California, which is actually very funny. The snowboarders from California, I think that's actually really funny when you think about it. The gold medalists for Team USA are snowboarders. But, I'm sorry, are from California, not snowboarders, from California. Makes sense they're snowboarders, but. Then there's USA Hockey, I laugh at some of the people who said Team USA wasn't very good coming into this thing. I laugh because they obviously have not watched a single lick of any of these guys, and they forgot what happened in Vancouver just 4 years ago, where this team was a bad pass and a bad deflection up the boards away from taking the gold medal game to a shootout. Sidney Crosby unfortunately finished off that dream. But this team is chock full of all-stars. Now, I understand they're not in the NHL. You got to kind of pay your dues to make the all-star game because there's a lot of guys. A lot of skaters, a lot of guys. It's hard to make all-star games. So I think a lot of guys get overlooked when it comes to Team USA because really, if you want to say they're actual all-stars and say they're on the all-star team, it's very few guys. Zach Parise, Patrick Kane, Ryan Sutter, maybe John Carlson. Obviously, Jonathan Quick and Ryan Miller would definitely be in an all-star game. But then most of the guys would be from Canada, and I understand that. Maybe Van Riemsdyk and Pavelski this year because they're having huge years, and Phil Kessel. I would say those are the guys who would probably be perennial all-stars. And Pavelski's just having a great year this year. He's had a solid career, but not an all-star caliber player. He might be only the third best player on his own team, which is pretty baffling, considering the year he's had. And you look at Canada and Russia. Oh, the Russians got Ovechkin, they got Malkin, they got Datsyuk, Bravovsky. You know, a good solid goaltender. And then Team Canada is just a deep team. They got Sidney Crosby. It's all over. And Sweden's not bad. But I'll tell you what, if you want to look at every team's roster top to bottom, Team USA, with the exception of Bobby Ryan, the fact he's not on this team is baffling to me, and Blake Wheeler made it, and Bobby Ryan didn't. Because right now they could use Bobby Ryan to get in front of the net and get some more goals for them, which is somewhat baffling to me. But that's another debate. As far as health goes, that's the best team that Team USA can put out there. By far. The best starter and backup goaltender in the tournament. Now, you can argue that Canada has better players, sure. But top to bottom, that's not their best team. They got a lot of guys who aren't even playing in the Olympics. Steven Stamkos, for instance, is out. Logan Couture, one of the better players in Canada right now. He got hurt. Unfortunately, couldn't make it back for the Olympics. There's a number of guys from them that aren't playing. And the Russian team, for example, is an interesting bunch because a lot of those guys aren't in the NHL. Now, a good chunk of them are. Datsyuk, Malkin, Kovalchuk used to be, but now he's in the KHL. The two goaltenders are. And about the first two lines. But after that, it's a lot of youngsters from the KHL. So as far as Olympic talent goes, Team USA is probably the best because they got their best guys out there. And most importantly, they're healthy. You know, all of the centers on Team USA are great players. You got Pavelski, you got Phil Kessel's a winger, David Backes, and Paul Stastny. all of these guys are quality players. And they're going to continue to get better throughout their NHL careers. Again, folks, 1-800-878-7529, that is the phone number. We are broadcasting here in beautiful San Francisco, California. And, man, I feel bad for the rest of you who live on the East Coast. I really do. Not to throw it in your face or anything, but it's maybe 60 degrees outside. Maybe 50. Maybe. And it's great living in San Francisco. But then again, that's summer. San Francisco, in summer, that means bring a jacket. We're going to come back and do an update. I'm going to give you the NCAA scores. I know we'll talk about the NBA, the skills competition at some point. Okay. Everyone was saying this is their favorite part of All-Star Weekend. Really? This is your favorite part? It's like is the home run derby the best part of the All-Star game in Major League Baseball? No. In fact, the home run derby now kind of sucks. Because guys aren't as good as they used to be. So we'll come back and do an update. We'll talk about college hoops a little bit. Tell you what the scores were. Tell you the scores of the NHL, of the Olympic hockey tournament were. Some actually big hitters playing tonight. And the first team to get a bye throughout, get a first round bye. We'll tell you who that is in just a little bit. Again, folks, this is Johnny Marino, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. We're coming back. We're talking, and we're talking a little basketball, and more importantly, some more hockey here on Sports Overnight America. A little bit of Stones to play us out.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure. foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit. But you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
We think it would be very prudent.
Can we turn our beds into bunk beds? And here's the thing, it'll give us so much extra space in our room to do activities.
I gotta say, Step Brothers, world class film. That's the intro to Step Brothers, and you're back with Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. Yeah, and you got an update coming at you. This update is brought to you by LiverGuard, kids. You go to livergard.com, type in the coupon code, and that would be the word great. And you're going to get a great deal of stuff actually prevents against the alcohol hangover. Check them out at livergard.com, starting with the NCAA, because that was the only sports tonight. In the United States world, not international. Syracuse took down North Carolina State 56-55. Yikes, only a 1-point winner. Florida beat Kentucky 69-59. I said 69. San Diego State, number 5, they beat Air Force 64-56. Kansas beat TCU 95-65. Maryland and Duke battled it out tonight. Duke gets the win at Duke. 69-67. God, I love saying 69. Cincinnati took down Houston 73-62. Texas Tech lost to Iowa State. No, Iowa State's number 11 in the nation. How about that? You don't say that very often. They won tonight 60-64. St. Louis beat Virginia Commonwealth, better known as VCU, and a close one 64-62. Iowa beat Penn State 82-70. Virginia, they took down Clemson 63-58. A very good game played by Virginia. I actually watched that game for a little bit. Good game. And the rest of the games, Texas beat West Virginia 88-71. Connecticut beat Memphis 86-81. Ohio State beat Illinois 48-39. North Carolina, they got a win against Pittsburgh, upset alert, as they win 75-71. In hockey, in the Olympic Games, the winners today, Slovenia 3-1 over Slovakia, Sweden 5-3 over Latvia, United States over Russia, and Switzerland over the Czech Republic. This up there is brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe. Check them out at livergard.com. More of Sports Overnight America coming up right now. So if you didn't hear, I'll repeat them right now. Slovenia beats Slovakia in a that's weird. Slovakia is a team that's got a good chunk of pros. They got some, not just pros, some top-of-the-line pros. Now, I understand Marian Gaborik's out, and that's really going to hurt their cause. But that's still a good team. You know, they have Zdeno Chara, Joris Lovhalaks at net. They have Marian Hossa. Now, they're not a very deep team. And I think that's the new trend of the Olympics now with some of these teams like the United States and Canada. But Slovenia got a win, and that's actually important because Slovenia is now if they were to win tomorrow or today, and depending on where you are spinning around the world, they got to get a big game against the United States. They have to bounce back and play again tomorrow after their big 3-2 win over the Russians. We're going to talk about that for the next few minutes in a shootout. First of all, did the Russians get they got a little screwed, didn't they? No matter what anyone says, I'm sorry. The Russians got a little screwed. Now, thanks, Dad, by the way, every time my voice levels are too high. Never stops parenting, that guy. You gotta respect that, right? But I'll tell you what. The U.S., they can't mess around. They gotta hop right back in and get this win tomorrow. And it's important because of Finland. Now, let me explain. If the United States were to lose, the Russians were to win, the Russians would take the one seed because it's a point system. It's not a win-loss. The Russians got 4 points. The USA got 5 because they didn't win in regulation. They won in overtime. That's important, number one. Number two, if Slovenia were to win, the United States would actually fall to the 3 seed in the tournament or in their own bracket, which means they would actually be playing very quick and a quick turnaround for the qualifying round to get to the semifinals. which you don't want to do. You want to get that bye. So this game is actually important, and the United States needs to win. I know it's after a big win, they got to follow up again, and they got to win again. They got to show some serious maturity as they're going to take on Slovenia because they got something to play for. If they were to win, they could possibly get a first-round bye. Now, it will be difficult depending on what Finland does when they play Canada. Those two teams are in Group C. I'm sorry, Group B of the bracket. They're both 2-0. Goal difference is pretty substantial. Canada's at 9. Finland's at 9. Canada's at 8. They're both 2-0. Canada's only given up one goal, though. And this is going to be a test for Finland. I know that Tuukka Rask got benched and Kiri Lehtinen played solid and only gave one goal. Who are they going to go with tomorrow? Maybe Antti Niemi, maybe back to Tuukka Rask. Maybe they stay with Kiri Lehtinen. I don't know. That is an important game. The winner of that game will guarantee themselves a bye. The loser will be... they'll be in trouble because they could very well play in the first round. Now, I expect Canada to win, as we all do. But there's some implications there. Now, and the other bracket was finished today in Group C, Sweden, Switzerland, Czech Republic, who was pretty bad, Czech Republic, and Latvia. Sweden won the bracket. They won all three games. They got 9 points. Switzerland is at 6 points, and then Czech Republic got the third. And Czech Republic is not a bad team. They got pros. But maybe they're not so deep. Congrats to Switzerland, and let me tell you, they weren't a team that was expected to win two games in the entire tournament. And they got it done, so you got to give them a lot of credit. So coming into Sunday, February 16th, there's going to be actually some pretty solid hockey. It's going to be on very early, very early on the East Coast, very, very early on the West Coast where we are. So I have this thing called a DVR, which I expect you all to invest in and to use. And watch these games, because they're going to be high-quality games. But, we got to talk about this USA team and this game they played today. The goal scorers were Cam Fowler, Joe Pavelski, and then, obviously, the dangler, TJ Oshie. I don't really know what to call him, but, man, that was just impressive because, forget about the fact he scored 4 goals. Just forget about that for just a minute. The impressive thing to me is that 2 of those goals came at must-win to having to get the goals. If he were to have missed those goals, Team USA loses that game, falls into second place, and probably will be playing it will not get a bye in the first round. So that would have been a huge loss for Team USA. Not just one and two of them. And not just two of them. They were back-to-back. Now, I know most people haven't really played hockey. But, man, that is a lot of pressure for a 27-year-old kid who, again, didn't get a whole lot of ice time, if any at all, in Vancouver in 2010. He wasn't even on the team in 2010. This is a first-year Olympian. And he came out completely clutch for Team USA. And Jonathan Quick, again, was very solid. Made some nice saves in the shootout and missed a couple. Was solid all game long. Yes, he did give up 3 goals technically because in the NHL that would have been a goal. Now, if you don't know the ruling, the what happened was the third goal that would have given Russian the lead with about 4 minutes left in the game. It was a no goal rule because the net was off its bearings. And in international play, what that means is no goal. The play stops because it's off. Now in the NHL. And the net was slightly moved. It wasn't a completely move off the goal line. It was slightly moved. Does it impact the trajectory of the puck? Probably not. But maybe it does. But Quick was solid. A little sad, though, for Russia. But then again, they're going to battle. If they come out and win and Finland loses in regulation, they get a bye. So, again, they have something to play for tomorrow as well, as they're going to head up against Slovakia, who could very well be 0-3. I think the Russians are going to be a little pissed, and they're going to show off that Russian might that they so lovingly will use time in and time again. Yeah. We'll talk. Actually, the next hour, I'm going to go more into detail on this game. I watched the game from start to finish. Unfortunately, my TVR ran out of time because I didn't expect it to go to overtime. But we'll talk more about this game. Taking your calls at 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition with your host, Johnny Marino, on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone. Coming back, we're talking in-depth U.S.-Russia, and more importantly, men's Olympic hockey, because, man, it's been entertaining.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This is Jerry Burke from the Chris Townsend Show, and I'm here to talk about Herb Blossom Express. You've heard me talk about Herb Blossom Express before, and I can't stop raving about it. It is incredible. The American spice, if you're into making homemade soups, if you're into making homemade pasta like I am, the Italian spice with the European garlic, you can't do any better. The Cajun spice, if you're into Cajun food. And of course, if you love grilling chicken and lamb, the Moroccan spice, it is to die for. And here's something really cool. It all benefits disabled farmers. Benefits disabled farmers. Look, here's what you do. You go to their website. It's herb-blossom.com. That's herb-blossom.com. Right now, for $15, and this includes shipping and handling, you get sample packets of all the herbs, all the spices. This includes the European red garlic. $15. Go to their website. It's herb-blossom.com. That's herb-blossom.com. For the best herbs, spices, and garlic in the history of this or any other known planet, you go to herb-blossom.com. Once again, that's herb-blossom.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
That is really hard. You really think you can go all day long? Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling, so...
That's what she said!
I'm not like them, but I can pretend. The sun's gone, the heavy light, the day's done, I'm having fun. I think I'm dumb, maybe just happy.
Little Nirvana Unplugged. Back when MTV used to do the Unplugged sessions. It's really good stuff. Whatever happened to that? And you're back with Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition here on Saturday night. Actually, mostly Sunday morning. 1-800-878-7529. You're hanging out with Johnny Marino, the former intern at this beautiful radio station. Now I actually have a real job. Go figure. What a country, right? It shows you can actually work your way up here in America. It's nice to know. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Again, I'll be taking your calls all night. We're live, actually. We're actually a live program from 10 to 3 here on the West Coast, 6 to 1 to 6 on the East Coast, as is in the morning. And that means you are in February 17th. But we're on all 5 hours. We're a live program. Mostly when I get there, because we're always feel free to take your calls. Again, this is your show. It's my show, technically. But then again, it's your show. I have no problem stopping whatever I'm talking about and talking about whatever you want to talk about. But until that time, I'm talking about hockey. Because I like hockey. Hell, I might even love hockey. And I love Team USA because they're 2-0. Well, 1-1-0, I guess. 1-0-1, I'd say. I'm sorry, now they're 1-1-0-0. That's it. Because you go win in regulation, win in overtime, loss in overtime. So that explains the 5 points and not the 6. But Team USA, they're ready to go. And in this game in particular, if you watch this game, the Russians actually played better for the majority of the game. And that's also something about hockey that's a little bit, I guess, different from other sports, is that the better team doesn't always win. Now, the Team USA, it wasn't like Team USA played poor, because they didn't. They played a very good game. At the same time, the Russians played a very good game. They were actually, for chunks, a lot better than Team USA. They looked faster. They looked a little bit stronger with the puck. They were able to control it a lot longer. They took the game to Team USA for a little bit there, and that's how they were able to get those two goals. Now, Team USA was great on the power play, getting two power play goals from Cam Fowler and Joe Pavelski. That's what kept them alive. And also a lucky call. Thank God, Jonathan Quick knocking off the net, which I thought was a little ticky-tack. You know, maybe Jonathan Quick knocked it off, maybe he didn't. He looked like he just tapped it, really. It didn't seem to be a real chance of... I thought it was a little ticky-tacky. Either way. Again, it benefits Team USA. Russia knows now because they have the loss in overtime, they're hoping that Finland gets beat down by Canada, or that Finland beats down Canada either way, and they're able to still get a bye in the first round because they could still be the second best team in that bracket, which would make them the next team to get a bye. Now, to explain it again, the bottom eight teams of the tournament, they have to play in the quarterfinals, really. Yeah, the quarterfinals, yeah. With four games, the bottom eight teams. The top four teams, three of those teams being the teams that won their groups, get a bye. The fourth team is the best second-place team throughout the tournament. Now, because Russia lost in overtime, they have 4 points versus having 3 points. Finland's got 6. So they could be able to hop Finland or even hop Switzerland. Which actually has a 6-point team. How about that? Could you imagine if Switzerland got a bye? That would be slightly interesting. It goes off goals against, and Switzerland is only at 1? Yeah, it was at 1, and Finland's at 9. So right now, Finland would be the team to get the bye, unless Russia loses, and Finland loses big. But right now, Switzerland probably will be playing in the bottom 8 part of the tournament. And this is coming up quick. The quarterfinals start on Tuesday or Wednesday. It moves swiftly on to the semis, which will have the top four teams playing the four teams that won, and then to the pre gold medal game. Now, of the four teams that are final, that'll be in that game, three of them will medal. In those two games, who are those four teams going to be? You know, because that's really the question. Right now, I'm sure a lot of people are saying Team USA is going to win the gold. it's not a poor observation because they beat Slovakia. Now, Slovakia apparently looks like they're not nearly as good as what they probably should have been coming into this tournament. And the USA beat them down pretty good. They lost to Slovenia today. I saw yesterday. Slovenia. So that's not good. They might go 0-3. But then again, they're a team in the quarterfinal in the qualifying rounds that could make a run. They could definitely beat a Russian team. If Halak got his head out of his rear, they could get it done. No question about any of that. So there's a lot of factors at play here for Slovenia, but I'd say they had to play Russia, and of the top, as far as each group goes, Russia, U.S. were maybe the second and third best teams heading into this tournament. I'm sure everyone, Sweden, Canada, were maybe the one and two. I'd say Russia and the United States were maybe two, three, and four, with Sweden somewhere in that mix. I think Sweden right now, they're hanging on by a thread, mostly because they lost Hedvig Zetterberg for the tournament. That's going to be a big loss for them. That is a high quality player who is going to be now they got a lot of pro. They're a pretty stacked professional team themselves. They only have one or two guys that do not play in the NHL. But as a whole, pretty solid team. They of course already clinched their pool. They're 9-0. And then Canada and Finland tomorrow will be playing further. The winner of that game will win the pool and will be heading into their first round bye. But today in the U.S. Yesterday in that USA game, I keep saying today, that was one of the more impressive comebacks. I don't even say comeback, just gut-wrenching hockey games I've ever seen. And Team USA, they battled. You know, I said they played strong. They played solid and good. I wouldn't say great. They've been exposed a little bit. They're not necessarily the best team in getting into the zone when it comes to the upper echelon of talent. They are a little bit small, so they can get pushed around a little. But they compensate with speed, smart positioning, and most importantly, solid, great passing. I mean, Team USA's got some guys who can really go tape to tape and then make it look simple. I mean, Patrick Kane has really showing off his speed and his hands in this tournament. I know he's only got 1 point, but man, he's been very good. And hockey is a sport where maybe you don't score a lot, but it doesn't mean you're a great player. And Patrick Kane is a 30-goal scorer. He's one of those sort of guys. Just right now, the puck's not going in the net. 1-800-878-7529. That is a phone number. Again, this is Johnny Marino, host of Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Broadcasting to you all over the world on the Sports Byline Radio Network and broadcasting on Sirius XM Channel 92, the Sports Zone. You know, give Russia a lot of credit. They played a good game tonight. They're a tough team. They're going to be back. There's a very good chance that the Team USA and Russia will meet again, whether it's in the semis or the quarters. Who knows? There's a chance that Team USA will face these guys yet again. And I wouldn't be shocked if it's another game like this. There are four top-tier teams. And honestly, you want Russia to get in the bye. You really do, because they're a team you do not want to play in the quarterfinals. You mean you'd rather play a Norway or a Czech Republic or a Switzerland than a Russian team. You want to get to the Final Four. That at least gets you a chance to win a medal. Look, the four best teams in this tournament are Canada, United States, Russia, and Sweden. Maybe you could say Finland. They're fifth, I'd say right now. But if you had a gut feeling, gun to your head, who are the four best teams? Russia, United States, Canada, Sweden. Done deal. Canadians obviously won the gold last year, in the last few years, actually. Besides, for Sweden winning it in 06. But I'll tell you what, I honestly cannot wait for the final four teams to duke it out. Who knows what's going to happen? It's kind of great. Everyone's saying Team USA is the hot team right now. They could lose. They could lose. I mean, they got exposed a little bit today. Their overall talent, though, is very high. I'd say right now, they're, as far as depth goes, they're the second-best team in the tournament. Maybe even the first-best team. Because, they're again, like I said earlier, their top players are playing. They're not out. You know, Canada's missing Steven Stamkos, which is a huge blow for them. And he's a guy who he's one of the best players in the NHL. No one knows about him because he plays in Tampa Bay. But Canada's got a top-flight defensive unit. They got Petrangelo, Shane Weber, Mark-Edward Vlasic, and Drew Doughty, who have been just chewing up ice time. And mind you, Drew Doughty right now has been one of the most impressive players in the tournament. He was that way 4 years ago. And when in the international ice, which is a little bit bigger, about 15 feet on each side, about 5 feet on the boards, certain players, you know, they just take off, and Drew Doughty is one of them. 4 years ago in Vancouver, he ate up a lot of ice team for Team Canada, was an instrumental part of them winning the gold, and right now he's instrumental in them getting back to that gold medal game because he was so good in net. And he really, the best thing he does, he just takes away passing lanes. He makes it impossible for a lot of these offensive players to get in front of the net and be able to get their shots. And he's paired up with Mark-Edward Vlasic from San Jose, who's had a really solid year. And I'm interested to see what Canada and Finland do tomorrow. I think it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a close game. I mean, Canada should win the game. I don't think there's a debate on that stance. I mean, Canada is the better team, clearly. But it's going to be a battle royale, and I'm excited to see who's going to come out the victor. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition with Johnny Marino. Hey, folks, how you doing? We're going to come back in just about 4 minutes or so and do an update for you. We'll talk a little bit more about college hoops in the NBA. My hockey talk is over for a little bit. I'll tell you my predicted winners for tomorrow, though, very quickly. I'm going to go with Norway, Russia, US of A, and Canada to win, meaning that the four teams that will get a bye are the United States, Canada, Sweden, and Russia. I'm going to come back and do an update, and we'll figure out what else we're talking about here on Sports Overnight America. Not really sure yet. Might just wing it. Winging it sounds good. Oh, man. It's going to be one of those nights here, folks. Buckle in. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stop the cops from engineering. Feel no need for any interfering. Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even three of these? Coming from a space to teach you what the pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read through.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, challenges and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
The Zen philosopher Basho once wrote, "A flute with no holes is not a flute. And a donut with no hole is a Danish."
Hey you, out there in the cold, getting lonely, getting old, can you feel me?
Gotta love Pink Floyd, man.
Hey you.
And we're back with Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529, that's the phone number. Broadcasting you on the Sports Byline Radio Network and on Sirius XM Channel 92. With your host, Johnny Marino. Hey folks, how you doing? And we got an update coming at you. This update is brought to you by LiverGuard, kids. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code, and that is the word. It's the word great. And you're going to get a great deal of stuff. Actually prevents against the alcohol hangover. Check it out at livergard.com. Oof. What a great song. Real quick, we're going to do college hoops because that was really the only games worth talking about. That's the only games really going on besides for U.S. Olympic hockey and the medal count. Real quick, the college hoops winners were Syracuse, big win over North Carolina State. Florida over Kentucky, 50. I'll just give you the winners. San Diego State over Air Force. Kansas over TCU. Duke over Maryland. Cincinnati over Houston. Texas Tech Iowa State over Texas Tech. Thanks a lot, Mr. Someone was going to update for it. St. Louis over VCU, Iowa over Penn State, Virginia over Clemson, Texas over West Virginia, Connecticut over Memphis, Ohio State over Illinois. Very low-scoring game in that one. Look like a pop football score. And North Carolina over Pittsburgh. And then in hockey news, again, ad nauseum, Slovenia over Slovakia. Latvia got beat up by Sweden. U.S. in a thriller over Russia, and Switzerland beats Czech Republic. Those were yesterday's scores, and the upcoming games are Norway and Austria, Slovakia and Russia, United States and Slovenia, Canada, and Finland. This update was brought to you by LiverGuard. Kids, drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe. Check them out at livergard.com. We're going to come back, talk a little bit about basketball and the NBA and the state that it's in. I'm going to get to Major League Baseball free agency at some point. All sorts of fun here on Sports Overnight America.